I can see them with their little hopes and dreams and... I see the child, the little fat kid that wants to get that scooter he can play with. I see the little girl looking at that 10-speed. I see the mommies and daddies watching their kids so proudly. I see the sales clerk smiling knowingly as they pat the kids on the head. I see Carlos the International... Carlos the International... Everybody down! Carlos, how could you? Well, Carlos opened up on the crowd, scattering toys and people everywhere. I instantly whipped back my trench coat and pulled out my Uzi. Tried to return fire as best I could, but I was no match for him, so I cowered. I cowered as he literally took the place of Biden. My God, there's the store manager. Get down, Donnelly! I'll get you, Carlos! I'll get you, you maggot! Don't hide behind those squares! Don't hide behind those women, Carlos! Sorry, ladies, but I gotta get through to him!
My God, what's he got there?
No, Carlos, no! Out of the confined space of the store, please! Carlos, no! Don't light that dynamite! Dive and roll, everybody! Get back here, you maggot!
Yeah! Well, before you know it, the smoke cleared. The only sound left was the tinkle, tinkle, tinkle of cartridge cases. The smell of cordite hung in the air. And Carlos was nowhere to be seen. I looked. I finally looked out the window. There he was, getting into his Maserati. He said, "Hey, gringo, I see you next time, huh?" I said, Carlos, get back here! I looked at the pool of blood that lay everywhere, at the smashed dolls and toys, at the Christmas trees akimbo. My little nephew got up off the ground where I'd been sheltering him with my body. He said, "Well..." I said, "Come on, quick." He said, "What are we going to do? We'll call an ambulance?" I said, "No! Let's get in line for Santa Claus before anybody else comes!"